more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Tuesday. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson, and this is 1320 WILS. It is sweltering right now, 87 out there, 87 degrees and sunny. Very hot. Tonight, we'll find out from the group Michigan League for Conservation Voters why Governor Snyder got such poor grades. They just put out his report card. He got an F and a D plus in his report card. Also, you heard about the doctor from Henry Ford Hospital. He was found dead in his car in a rest stop on I-94 near Jackson. He had committed suicide. We'll find out why so many physicians die by suicide tonight. But let's begin with this new report from the National Association of Home Builders. It's their housing market index, the highest it's been, the sentiment, the home builder sentiment, highest it's been since 2005. But here in Michigan, their home builders really do face some serious challenges. Bob Filko with us, Chief Executive Officer of the Home Builders Association of Michigan. Bob, great to have you on WILS.
It's good to be here, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what... Are things better now than they were before the housing market collapse?
Oh, absolutely better. And as that sentiment would indicate, because the numbers for the Midwest and for Michigan are similarly high, and the problems that our builders are having around the state now are probably, you know, many problems that you'd like to have, although they're issues for the state. You know, lack of workers is a big, huge issue for our industry, like a lot of other industries right now, skilled trades and so forth. But there's a host of other issues that are really kind of keeping the brakes on recovery, if you will, on the housing industry. There would be more building activity if not for some of these challenges.
Okay. Is it lack of workers? Is that the main issue right now? Or
Lack of workers, availability of lots. Surprisingly, people are starting to see those developments that sat vacant during the downturn for years and years fill up. And as those fill up, the availability of lots is a huge concern for guys across the state. And there's other issues, too. Building material costs are rising. A lot of people saw the Canadian lumber issue, the little trade war that's going on with Canada, mm-hmm. has increased costs already this year. The average home prices for materials have risen just for lumber alone by about $3,600 per house just since January.
Wow,
so all those issues have kind of piled up.
Okay, here in the Lansing area, how would you compare what's happening in our area to the rest of the state right now?
Lansing is facing many of these same challenges, maybe not as intensely as some areas around Grand Rapids, some areas in southeast Michigan, mm-hmm. But certainly that pressure is being felt. Home values on sale prices on existing homes are rising pretty dramatically, and I think if you talk to any realtors, they're desperate for homes to sell because, I mean, they're literally knocking on people's doors in many neighborhoods, not only here in mid-Michigan, but elsewhere across the state in many, many neighborhoods, just to find people who are willing to sell their homes because there's such a dearth of availability of homes. Really, you know, what I would consider to be, you know, there's a quality housing shortage, quite frankly, in Michigan.
So how does it work as a builder? How far ahead do you have to think in order to begin a project?
Well, it's interesting you ask because we spent the last couple months going around the state meeting with, we have about 5,000 members across the state, and we heard several horror stories. I mean, we have one builder down in southeast Michigan that's waited 3 years to jump through all the hoops locally to get a development where the property is owned, and they're ready to go. They haven't broken ground, and it's been 3 years waiting for approval. So it can take, the whole platting process can take a very long time depending on which community you're trying to develop in, quite frankly.
And so is there a concern about the housing market turning before they can get projects completed right now?
Yes, I think that's a huge concern. And if you talk to economic developers in the state, our chief economic developer, Steve Arwood from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, said to me in a discussion not just last week that really housing right behind workforce is probably the state's top issue for economic development in the state, that mm-hmm. the availability of housing, and like I like to say, is if communities want to bring jobs to their region and to their community, and they want those people to taking those jobs to live in their communities, they really need to start thinking about the housing availability in their community. Mm-hmm. If they want to attract jobs, they need to look at their housing stock, because the availability is a huge issue in many parts of the state where, you know, jobs are being created, but the workers taking those positions can't find housing in the area. They're commuting. In fact, you know, some of our tools we found up in northern Michigan, we found there was a study done in the Petoskey Traverse City area, and that the average worker in the hospitality field up there commutes 45 minutes each way each day there's no housing, kind of workforce housing options for them in those communities.
So you talk about the local regulations that slow developers down. What kinds of regulations are we talking about?
Well, it's everything from various studies that have to be done on land. It's zoning, changing in many instances, looking to change zoning in order to allow residential construction. And different communities have different processes for that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, because of various issues that arise during that process, certainly public outcry in some instances, you know, you do have, it's kind of interesting, people that are in a home, have a home, don't kind of recognize the need for additional housing, and so there's oftentimes community resistance to developments.
What about the prospect, though, if you're talking about a year or two to actually get a subdivision going, and we're at a peak right now. I mean, do builders believe a year or two down the road we're going to still be in this kind of an environment?
Yeah, because, I mean, a year or two down the road, actually, the crisis that is brewing is literally months away. It's not years away. I mean, we're reaching a capacity point within the next several months in terms of the ability to really build. And I'm talking at a very macro level. I mean, obviously, region by region, things vary somewhat, but at a macro level for the state, we are reaching a capacity point where lack of lots, lack of workers, lack of investment capital, which is also an issue. Part of the challenge is banks aren't lending for speculative building anymore. So if you're a builder and developer who needs to borrow, the bank's saying, well, go get all your necessary permits and get all the approvals that you need in the area to build that development. Mm-hmm. Challenge is the builder and developer don't know how long that process is going to take. In the meantime, they're not sure whether the bank's going to be around in a few years when they get through that process to lend the money for the development. So it's kind of a perfect storm of sorts that we've got in our industry in Michigan that really is going to reach some crisis proportions in parts of the state. In fact, I think over in Grand Rapids they did a recent documentary. On the housing crisis in Grand Rapids, that you have some serious challenges where workers can't find housing.
In terms of the actual workers to build the homes, how do you resolve that? How do you get more workers up here?
Well, that is a huge challenge because the problem is national, right? So it's not just about paying more wages, and I know some in the trade unions and others have suggested, well, you just need to pay more and that eventually supply and demand will take hold. And I agree at some point that will shift and change, but the problem is that this is a nationwide crisis in terms of workforce in the construction sector. And so it's going to be a long time. I mean, people are going to start experiencing challenges, even if they aren't looking to build a new home, if they need a plumber, if they need an electrician, if they need a roofer, they're going to start finding it more and more difficult to get those people to their houses because those individuals are very gainfully being employed by builders and contractors, and it's going to continue to be a challenge. So we do need to look long term at our workforce, our schools, other groups that.
Yeah, it's incredible, Bob, that during this amazing housing moment, we do have some serious challenges, and we scratch the surface. We'll have you on again. Bob Filka, Chief Executive Officer of the Home Builders Association of Michigan, with some insight into what's happening here in Michigan. Bob, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael.